Phoebe, the recorder is on. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay. What are you going to do?
I'm going to read chapter 12.
How are you going to do it?
As it comes.
Okay. Do your thing, whatever you like.
Okay. Chapter 12. No, I griped. No. But the O's in my nose were getting less emphatic. You are my friend, Alex said. You have the same birthday as I do. You have the same allergy to the Pentecostal religion. My sister wears her hair the same way as your sister. And I haven't even mentioned that we were both born in mangers. I was intent on sinking my fangs into his neck, but my hand was hurting like a manatee, and I couldn't get the pain out of my head. I want to play with you, Al. Come on. I felt like I had eaten a piñata and then thrown up all the prizes and candy and fur. I want to play with you, too. Jeff's sarcasm reeked of Alex and the sack of shit he always carried around with him. Give me a fucking break. I was a rogue. No, please, give me a fucking break. At least I don't wear press-on nails for the attention. At least my equipment isn't green. Melanie and I are babeticians, Tanya griped. Jeff was the target of that Tanya zinger. She might as well have taken his right hand and amputated it, or taken my fangs and put them in boiling, hissing water. Tanya, goddammit, I griped, you don't even know what's holding you to the earth. I know what's holding her, Melanie said an affle too littleably, and I want to play with you too. Tanya passed my fangs to Melanie and pointed at some boiling, hissing water. She sure was a punk ass. What are you looking at, Sappho? Yes, Sappho responded like Mary Albert. Please, 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 somebody kill me, I protested. Eat me, Jeff said, and he lunged at my fangs like Geppetto himself. But he forgot to allow for the wind, a corner kick, God, and Tanya fronting like a toad. Tanya always carried a plastic cockroach and wore it like a bolo tie around her neck. The cockroach doubled over in pain, and then it doubled over in Stuart, and then it started landing punches all over Jeff's body. Jesus, I gulped in every direction. Kick him in the balls, Tanya exclaimed, and you won't be seeing in color no more. Nobody should see in color anyway. Give me a fucking break, I said, and couldn't stop. Give me a fucking break. Give me a fucking break. Give me a fucking break. Sappho hissed like a llama, and an enormous trail of spit followed, like a snail with enormous gums and fangs foaming at the mouth. What an asshole, Alex griped. He's not an asshole, Sappho said. You're the asshole. She said this just as I was peeling my fangs off of Jeff. Simultaneously, Melanie peeled her hands off Jeff's throat and began trying to revive him. I've always said, what doesn't kill you makes for impossibly lame theater. Later, everyone flashed their fangs at poor Melanie. Everybody except me, of course. I had no fucking idea where my fangs were. I had looked in my mouth already, so shut up. It was getting toward lunch, and my fangs would need their usual quart of oil. It looked like my gums were changing colors, from neon pink in the front to chocolate pink in the back. They needed some rest, and they needed to play, but they didn't need to be bleeding right into my fist. The situation was getting desperate, and I was getting desperate for some closure, and I was beginning to write poetry in the persona of a Native American yo-yo champion. The end.
Thanks, Phoebe. My dad appreciates it.